Recorded Books presents The Surviving Sky by Kritika H. Rao. Narrated by Sharmila Devar and Pranshu Mishra.
1. Ahilya. The bracken didn't react to Ahilya as it should have. She tried again, drawing her desire for the leaves to part to a single point. Open. I want to see. It was unnatural, eerie almost, how defiant the plants were. It was as if her limbs refused to move despite the command of her mind. She stood alone on a wide curving terrace of her airborne city, Nuxur. An hour earlier, a dozen citizens had flocked to the promenade, seeking a final look at the open skies before Nuxur landed in the jungle. Ahilya had yearned for solitude, unwilling to conduct her study in front of them, but now she gazed at the empty bark benches, the shady trees, the soft moss floor. Everything looked the same. Then why did the bracken wall behave so differently? It had been waist-high earlier, a mere parapet, but now it towered over her, growing rapidly. Tendrils curled into tight, thorny balls. Branches squeezed together, twisting in intricate lattices. The entire structure hardened as though to deny her. And none of it responded to her desire to see beyond the city. Ahilya jogged alongside the wall until she found a small gap in the leafy growth. There, below thick clouds within a twilight sky, waited the earth's surface. She unslung the satchel from her shoulder. Eyes on the gap, she rummaged until she found her telescope, then dropped the bag gently by her feet. Ahilya pressed the telescope to her face so hard it pinched her skin. The image focused just in time for her to see another dust explosion. Her breath quickened. There was a pattern to the dust, a shift she had theorized once. For the first time, she was viewing the epicenter of the fading storm. Her hands itched to take her tablet and stylus from the satchel to draw the patterns, but there was no time. The leaves on the city's wall were morphing too fast. She'd just have to commit the explosion to memory. Dark green shuttered her vision. Ahilya lowered her telescope and peered through the foliage, but the wall was relentless again. Come on, she muttered. What is wrong with you? Open up a little bit, at least.
Nuxur's plants won't respond to non-architects anymore, an amused voice called out.
Ahilya spun around.
Nayla stepped off an ascending wooden pedestal that had emerged from a hole in the floor. She was dressed in her architect's uniform. An embroidered green kurta, reaching her knees, flared over narrow pleated trousers. Her long translucent robe wafted in the breeze. Thick black beads looped around Nayla's neck. More beads. Bracelets and rings clinked around her wrists and fingers, held together by thin, glassy optical fibers. The junior architect was perhaps 25, nearly a decade younger than Ahilya, but the Rudra beads indicated more responsibility for their flying city than Ahilya would ever be granted. All Ahilya owned was her obligatory citizen ring. Ordinary citizens no longer have any control over the architecture, Nayla repeated, striding forward.
Ahilya forced a smile. Great, you're here. I think I saw something. This incredible pattern of dust that might reveal the source of the instability down there. Will you open the wall for me? I want to sketch it.
You want to draw dust?
I want to draw dust during landing, Ahilya corrected. It's the best way to understand earth rages.
Oh, I can explain those to you, Nayla said, flicking a lock of dark hair behind her. They're cataclysmic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?